Hi, and welcome to Reclaiming Joy, a show for high-achieving, ambitious women that want to break free from burnout. Reclaiming Joy was created because we, as women, get so wrapped up in minuscule life things that we forget what joy feels like. I'm so excited you're here. I'm your host, Latina burnout coach and speaker, Valley Lucille. I help women create and embody a life that feels peaceful and easy. In this show, my goal is to elevate your life with discussions on defeating burnout, embracing self-care, and rediscovering joy on your terms and not anybody else's. Ready? Let's get into it. Hello, welcome back to Reclaiming Joy. In the last episode, I talked about getting in tune with what brings you joy, and I expressed a realization of how I was putting joy in the hands of my husband and other relationships I was having versus putting the responsibility back on myself. In order for me to have the relationship that I want to have and live the life that I want to, I need to embrace that it is my job to make myself happy more than being content in the life that I live. And so today, I want to discuss how being in a constant state of busyness actually prevents you from reclaiming your joy. Let's get into the episode. So recently, I had a giant meltdown and was really crying to my husband about how I just felt like my to-do list was a constant, never-ending thing and how like I was just always busy and felt like my goals weren't being reached. And so we sat down and really talked about it. Being able to kind of express myself and, you know, let him know how I was feeling got me to the realization that being in a constant state of busyness actually prevents us from experiencing our happiness because we're always on the go, always trying to achieve more, always trying to check off the next thing on our list. And so enjoying things without feeling the need to accomplish something is really hard to come by. As a burnout coach, I've worked with a lot of clients, women in general, that are always filling up their to-do list. I know that I've done it a million times myself, and I'm constantly trying to remind myself that I don't need to fill my list in order to feel accomplished. And a lot of times we do those tasks or we fill our list because we feel the need to accomplish things versus actually filling our list with things that are going to make us happy, things that are going to make our lives easier and better to live with. I always say you're experiencing the good old days right now in this life, this moment, the present, right? You're going to in the future look back and you're going to ask yourself, what did you do and what made you happy? And at the end of the day, if your answer is that you just got some things checked off a list, or you spent your days hustling at your job or hustling in your business or maybe hustling with your family, going back and forth, making sure people were happy and you didn't actually cater to yourself, then what was the point? You're going to regret it because living in a burnout state does not feel good. You can't feel and experience joy if your nervous system is out of control, if it's out of balance, if it's out of whack. You have to remember that joy happens in the present. You have to be present for it. And when your brain is in that fight or flight mode, it's only concerned right there and right then at that moment is for survival. It's not looking for anything that's pleasurable or joyful or any of that. It's solely based on making sure to keep your body alive right now. And that looks like shutting down and going on autopilot just to keep you alive. And that's exactly what burnout does to you. It shuts you down and it keeps you on autopilot so your body is moving, but you're actually not living. You're not experiencing the joys and happiness of life and you're not in the moment. You're not living in the present. I want you to think about how many times in your life recently, like last 2 years, I want you to write down 10 moments in your life that were your most joyful, your most happy, and you remember it in complete detail. That was hard for me. To remember something that happened within the last 2 years in complete detail is hard. And not just because it may have been far away, but it was the fact that it made me realize that I wasn't really being present in the things that were happening in my life. I wasn't actually enjoying the moments. I was just kind of going with it. You have to remember that, the joy and how you remembered. I want you to pause this episode and do that. Think of those 10 moments and I want you to write down the details. And if it's hard for you and you struggle to get to the list of 10, that is a sure sign that you aren't living in the present. The body is literally working on autopilot because you're in burnout, just trying to survive. And so when I work with my clients that are in the survival state, a lot of it comes from our childhood, and it's not something you need to blame yourself for. It's something that comes from you trying to evolve and grow in this life with skills that you may not have gotten from your parents. You may have not learned it growing up, and so you were forced to learn it on the job or as life events happened. And so your nervous system is so out of balance because it doesn't know a calm state yet. And so my messaging is that reclaiming your joy really takes a lot of processing. You have to be mindful mindful and you have to allow and add grounding work into your life so that your nervous system can become stable and can learn what a calm and balanced life is so it can get out of that survival state. Because right now, you're so focused on accomplishing something, checking off a list, going from one end of the spectrum to the other, or just trying to survive for the end of the week, that you're so used to your life going from 0 to 100 that you don't know any middle ground. You don't have a balance, and so you don't know what calm really is. And that's exactly why it was so important for me to start this new series of the podcast and rename it Reclaiming Joy, because the goal is to remove ourselves from that hustle and bustle and be more focused on enjoying the things that we're actually doing and the events that we are at and the places that we're actually visiting without feeling the need to check it off the list and say, okay, that's done, and move on, just so you can move on to the next thing on your list. When you do that, what you're showing and telling yourself is that the only way you're going to love yourself is if you get through these tasks and you get through these lists and you get through to the next. But there will always be a next. There will always be a tomorrow. There will always be another list, another item, another thing, another event, another party, another work project. And so when do you stop and enjoy the life that you're living now? When do you call it quits? When do you give yourself rest? The key to enjoying things and being present is to be mindful. Be mindful of how your body feels. Be mindful of how you're acting and thinking. Be mindful of how you're present. If you notice that maybe you're rushing or you're anxious or your thoughts are running, ground yourself. There's so many different ways that you can do that. I have a reel on my Instagram and it's called 5 Creative Ways to Relieve Anxiety. They're just different ways to really reprogram wanting to constantly run and hide or avoid, right? And usually that comes from the constant overwhelm, the constant anxiety. You end up in burnout where you want to take the whole weekend off and you just want to stay in bed and you don't want to do absolutely anything. And you end up wanting to ignore everybody and anything. And then the guilt comes, because then you have to attend to whether you have kids, whether you have a partner, whether you have friends or family, and things come up, right? Life doesn't stop when you're burnt out. And so that's where the guilt comes in, because now you literally have zero energy to give to anything and to any task, to any person, to any relationship. And now you feel guilty. And that's when the inner critic comes in and you start judging yourself and telling yourself that you need to do better and you need to do more. And that cycle continues over and over again, because once you get better, once you get your energy back, once your body shuts you down and makes you rest, whether that's you getting sick or literally not being able to get out of bed, you then start that cycle because of that thinking of you need to do better, you need to do more. You go back to focusing on the need to accomplish more, to check off more, to do more, because you're trying to close that gap. So the way to save your body, to give yourself calm, to actually conserve your energy, is that you can enjoy the life that's in front of you. It's for you to pause, to stop, to freeze, to take a moment and take it all in. I know what it feels like when you're constantly just moving all the time and you just feel so overwhelmed, like the weight is on your shoulders and the tasks are never ending and you just want to slow down. But instead, you get so overwhelmed that you just want to escape and you want to run away from it all. That's why in my coaching, I help my clients find ways to get them feeling better and to find ways to escape that aren't running away, that aren't avoidant, that aren't self-abandonment. And so I'm going back to the reel that I put on Instagram. I just want to go ahead and share the 5 creative ways you can relieve your anxiety. And I'm going to paste the link down in the show notes if you want to take a look at it yourself and be able to just visualize it and read my caption. But here are 5 ways that you can do that. Number 1 is to embrace no tech zones in your house. Or maybe you go and have no tech days. That means literally no electronics, no TV, no cell phones, no computers, none of that. And you allow your space and time to be able to reconnect with yourself, with whatever that may look like. And maybe you don't do a full day. Maybe you just do specific places in your house, right? Or you designate specific areas in your home or work that won't have tech. That way, you don't have any distractions and you can provide a sacred place for your body to feel at peace. Because with my clients, a lot of them feel that their phones have their constant attention. Their phones have more or get more attention than their kids. Their TVs are turned on more than spending time with their partner or their family members. And so having those rules maybe for a day or maybe once a week or twice a week, or maybe you do certain rooms in your house that you just don't have tech in, is going to help your nervous system learn new coping ways, right? New skills. And you'll be able to develop that calmness very slowly. The second thing I shared is that maybe you can start shaking up your routine with no plan days. Allow yourself to get in tune with your instincts and your desires. And so that means ditching your schedule or your to-do list and allowing yourself to explore, maybe starting a hobby that you've always wanted to start, maybe going on an adventure or experiencing something new that's been on your list that you're always saying every year that you want to go and you still haven't done it, or you want to try and you still haven't gone, right? Or maybe you simply just want to lounge out guilt-free without having to worry about that list, about those to-do lists, about your schedule, so you can do any variation of this. You can maybe do it once a month. You can plan ahead for it to have a no-plan day, so that way when you do or are having your no-plan day, you're not stressing about the things that you're missing out on. You're not stressing about the things that you aren't doing. You aren't stressing about, oh my God, I have this tomorrow or that the next day. Maybe planning ahead will help that. The third thing I suggested was having sensory escapes, right? So engaging your senses and actually grounding you back into your body by giving you the ability to have control on how you use your senses. And you can do this by stepping outside into the backyard and just stepping onto the grass barefoot, maybe even lying on it for a little bit, maybe sitting on a chair where direct sunlight hits you and just feeling the sun on your skin. Maybe it's visiting a botanical garden and smelling all the pretty flowers and looking at all the vibrant colors and just sitting and feeling, enjoying it, listening to what it sounds like being in that room. Or maybe it could be visiting a nice and quiet art museum. There are so many endless possibilities for this, but having that sensory escape and focusing on specific senses on your body and being mindful of what senses you're using really helps your nervous system calm down and regulate. It allows your mind to only focus on one thing or one sense at a time, right? And it could be maybe smelling a rose, or maybe your mind is focusing on just smells or just sight, or maybe just what things taste like. Or maybe it's how something feels or how something looks or maybe how something tastes. You get to choose the experience that you want. Number four is exploring sounds that are different and soothing. And so we're in a society where noise pollution is just overwhelmingly high. Whether it's car alarms, ACs, horns, cell phones, rings, and tones, people talking, and it's just constant, right? It's just a constant flow of sounds. Sometimes we just need an escape. Exploring sounds that are a little different can actually soothe your nervous system and can be a great anxiety reliever. You can create new playlists, either ambient music, tri beats, or even classical songs that you can put giant headphones on and lay and just listen to it. Or maybe you can do one or two tasks where it doesn't involve a lot of thinking and you can just listen to those sounds. Maybe even driving home from work or driving to pick up your kids. That can be something that you do to regulate your nervous system, because music always makes me feel better, and I know that the body definitely feels it when your soul feels those sounds. Lastly, I suggest that you seek secret journaling spots. Now, if you don't journal, this is a great time to start journaling. And you don't have to do it every day, and there are no rules on how you need to journal. And I know that a lot of my clients in the beginning, before they started working with me, were not journalers, if that's even a word. But they didn't have the time for it. And two, they just didn't know. And let me just tell you, there are no rules to how you should journal. I know a lot of people out there put like scripts, or I do this or I do that, or these are my five steps. But the best journaling, I think, happens when you don't give yourself a set rule and or anything that you need to follow. Instead, when you are seeking these secret spots to journal, I want you to remember that your journaling doesn't have to have or look a specific way. It could be whatever you want. You can free write, where you just write whatever is on your mind. You can maybe write based on themes, or you can write letters to yourself. Honestly, I don't want to give you many ideas because I want you to come up with ideas of what you want your journal to look like and feel like, and what feels comfortable to you to put on paper. When you find your secret spot, and maybe that means leaving your dimly lit office or your bedroom and exploring your town, maybe even your city, the state, allow yourself to free write and enjoy the sights. The purpose of this is to get yourself out of your routine, to explore a new place, to be able to put your thoughts on paper and not have to worry. I definitely suggest when you are at your secret journaling spot to definitely put your phone on Do Not Disturb. And for all of these activities, for every single one of these, putting your phone on Do Not Disturb or leaving it out of reach and out of sight. And so these are very special ways you can calm your anxiety and relieve stress and regulate your nervous system. And you know, don't need to do all of them at the same time. Maybe you dabble in a few here and there. Maybe you focus on just one. And obviously these are not the only ways you can relieve anxiety, but there are a few suggestions that I do give my clients. The goal moving forward is for you to be more focused on enjoying the things that are in front of you and that are in the present, and how things feel in your body and using your senses, and how they can change your perspective and change how you feel without feeling the need to have to check it off a list, without feeling the need to accomplish anything. Thank you for joining me this week. So that you never miss an episode, make sure to subscribe to the show. You can help show your support and help the podcast grow by rating, but especially by leaving a thoughtful review. If you resonated with or took anything away from the show, I invite you to take a screenshot and share it on your social media so other women like you can also enjoy the show. For more weekly coaching rants, an inside look at what's happening behind the scenes with my clients and I, women like you, and more tips on how to reclaim your joy, join my email list, From Pleasing to Peaceful, with a link in the show notes. I'd love for you to be part of our growing community. Thanks again. Till next week.